Job. Job was a man whose respect for God ran deep, a man of true integrity, who pleased God in everything. But the ruler of this world, who is never satisfied, said, "Job's faith has not been tested, God. You've guarded all he has." God knew faith's gold in Job that only testing would reveal. So he allowed Satan to test him, to be God's refining flame. Job lost all his wealth, servants, animals, and farm. Job's children were all killed, though Job was kept from harm. Job tore his robe in grief, shaved his head to show his sorrow, fell down and worshipped God, still trusting God for tomorrow. Then Satan took Job's health, hoped to bring him down in fear, covered him in boils, so his own skin Job did tear. Though his wife urged Job to turn and curse God for this day, Job kept to his integrity. His faith in God did not sway. Three friends of Job came by to give him some support. His losses were so great that silence was their first resort. But looking for answers to Job's suffering and pain, they decided it must be his sin. Job must be to blame. Job called out to God for justice. "Please show them I am right. I have not sinned, not been the cause of this dark night." Job called for an advocate, one who would plead his cause in the heavenly courts to God, the judge of all. Though he did not know it, for it was well after his time, Job was calling for Jesus to mediate his cause. When the accusations of Job's friends had nailed him to the wall, God entered the debate, and his voice silenced all. "Where were you at earth's beginning? Did you create it all? How can you judge my wisdom when your knowledge is so small?" The power of God's presence, the power of God's words, brought Job to acknowledge God's wisdom conquered all. But in that powerful debate, something awesome came about. Job, who'd only known of God, heard God's voice and saw his face. Job, aware of his sinfulness, sought only to repent. God saw only Job's faith's righteousness and sent Job to save his friends. From that encounter, Job got healing and new life, full of heaven's blessings, for he lived at God's side. All that Job had lost was replaced manyfold, and he lived like a king till he was very old. The gold in Job's faith that was revealed in these trials, his faith-born righteousness, sealed his place as God's child. Job was welcome in God's presence, and he had a ministering role, and he inherited the blessings that came from the King of Kings. So when your faith is tested, as it will be one day, remember you are God's child and keep seeking his face. Only God has the wisdom to get you through this trial and come through to all the blessings of being God's beloved child.